Hello and welcome to Daily Psalm Reading. My name is Alex, and today we're going to be reading Psalm 44 together. Psalm 44 is another psalm of the sons of Korah, who wrote the previous psalms as well. It's a slightly longer psalm, coming in at 26 verses, so we're going to be reading it only once from the New International Reader's Version. It's a version that I'm particularly enjoying at the moment. It seems to be really clear and good for reading aloud. It's designed to be easier to understand as well. And then I'm going to share some immediate thoughts and reflections on the psalm. So join with me as we read together Psalm 44. God, we have heard what you did. Those who came before us have told us what you did in their days, in days long ago. By your power you drove out the nations. You gave our people homes in the land. You crushed the people who were there, and you made our people to do well. They didn't win the land with their swords. They didn't gain success by their own power. Your powerful right hand and your mighty arm gave them victory. You gave them success because you loved them. You are my king and my God. You give victories to the people of Jacob. With your help, we push back our enemies. By your power, we walk all over them. I put no trust in my bow. My sword doesn't bring me victory. But you give us victory over our enemies. You put them to shame. All day long, we talk about how great God is. We will praise your name forever. But now, you have turned your back on us and made us humble. You don't march out with our armies anymore. You made us turn and run from our enemies. They have taken what belongs to us. You have handed us over to be eaten up like sheep. You have scattered us among the nations. You sold your people for very little. You didn't gain anything when you sold them. You have made us something that our neighbours laugh at. Those who live around us make fun of us and they tease us. The nations make jokes about us. They shake their heads at us. All day long I have to live with my shame. My face is covered with it. That's because they laugh at me and attack me with their words. They want to get even with me. All of this happened to us even though we had not forgotten you. We had not broken the covenant you made with us. Our hearts had not turned away from you. Our feet had not wandered from your path. But you crushed us and left us to the wild dogs. You covered us over with deep darkness. We didn't forget our God. We didn't spread out our hands in prayer to a false God. If we had, God would have discovered it. He knows the secrets of our hearts. But because of you, we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be killed. Lord, wake up. Why are you sleeping? Get up. Do not say no to us forever. Why do you turn your face away from us? Why do you forget our pain and troubles? We are brought down to the dust. Our bodies lie flat on the ground. Rise up and help us. Save us because of your faithful love. So this is Psalm 44. It's a psalm that seems to start off encouragingly, saying that we've heard of all of the things that you have done, Lord. We heard how you delivered people, that you gave them this land, that it wasn't about their swords that they won, but it is by God that they won. And I know this has come up in a previous psalm as well, but so often in the world we trust in our weapons, in our tanks and in our planes, but it's the Lord who brings us the victory. Not our swords, not our planes. It's the Lord. There's also a really beautiful phrase in verse 4. You are my king and my God. You may remember that when Israel don't have a king and they ask, they say, Lord, give us a king. He said, I can give you a king, but in doing that, you're rejecting me as your king. And yet here there's the coming back to, Lord, you are my king. You are my God. It's a thing that we can remember to do, because sometimes we put other things first before God. Whether it's our job, what we're earning, even our education, we can put before spending time with God. Taking time to come back and say, Lord, no, you are the most important thing in my life. However, from verse 9, it seems that things aren't going well. The psalmist is saying, I think we're doing everything right. I think we're praising you and honoring you. We're not worshipping others. God, Lord, why are things not going well? Why are we being taken away? Why are we being defeated? And the psalmist doesn't get an answer in this psalm. At the end, it doesn't say, but the Lord saved us, the end. It just ends with a request. Rise up and help us. Save us because of your faithful love. A common question people ask is, why do bad things happen to good people? And the truth is, we don't always know. There's a general answer. We can say, well, there's sin in the world and that impacts the world in all sorts of ways. But sometimes it feels like we're doing everything right, but things are still going wrong. And this psalm reminds us of that. That sometimes it feels we do everything right, but we don't seem to be able to find that salvation, that deliverance from the situation. So what should we do in those times? Do we just abandon faith and try other things? No. Let's be like these psalmists. If we don't know why things are bad, if we genuinely think, Lord, I'm doing everything right, tell God how you're feeling. Don't hide these things from him. As this psalm has reminded us, God knows the secrets of our hearts. We don't always know why things go wrong, but there is one guarantee that I can give you. God hears you. God knows your struggles. God is present. And God will deliver. Verse 23, the psalmist says, Lord, wake up, why are you sleeping? This reminds me of Elijah, when the prophets of Baal are trying to get Baal to send fire to accept the sacrifice, and Elijah says, is your God asleep that he can't do anything? And he starts mocking them. And here they're saying, Lord, why are you sleeping? It seems like he's not listening. Yet they keep talking to God because they know that he hears. So, Psalm 44. It doesn't give us answers, but it gives us permission to cry out to God. It gives us permission to share what's on our hearts. Even when we feel that we've done our best and it's still not working. Let's come to God with our whole souls. Let's bring our feeling to him. Let's bring our thoughts to him. Let's not keep these things secret in our hearts. That's what a healthy relationship with God looks like. It's not all happiness and smiles, but it's bringing him the hurt and the confusion too. Thank you for reading Psalm 44 with me. This is Daily Psalm Reading. God bless you and goodbye.